Now, Paul goes on to say, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Why, I know some churches where their busy is termites. Why, Monday night it's basketball, Tuesday night it's football, Wednesday night it's volleyball, and Thursday night it's baseball, and Friday night they just have a ball. But they got something going every night. They have a zeal for God, and they always like to do it in the name of Jesus, you know. All they got's religion. My friend, do you have Christ? Have you accepted the righteousness that He offers in Christ? You can't be saved on any other basis. You have to be perfect to go to heaven. And I have news for you. You're not perfect. And I'm not perfect, but I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to heaven because Jesus died for me. And He was buried and He rose again. And He was delivered for my offenses, but He's been raised for my justification, my righteousness. He's perfect. I'll go to heaven because He took my place. Do you have Him today as your Savior? For goodness sakes, forget your church membership for a while. I don't mean to minimize church membership, but don't trust it. The average church today is dead as a dodo bird. A fella said to me some time ago, I'd just soon go out and play golf on Sunday. And I need to go with you. I'm retired now. He said, McGee, you don't mean you'd do a thing like that? No, I said, really, I don't think I would. But I'll be honest with you. I think I'd probably be more spiritual out there than I'd be in some churches today. You know why? Because I might get a good shot. Might even get a hole in one. And I tell you, friends, that would carry me up to the heights. May I say to you today, do you have Christ? That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, get rid of everything else and to hold on to Him. Now, Paul goes on here. He says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, they've not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. Now, that was true of Israel. It's true today of the average church member. This lack of discernment, Dr. Griffith Thomas commented on it. He says, is it not marvelous that people can read the Bible and all the time fail to see its essential teaching and its personal application to themselves? There's scarcely anything more surprising and saddening than the presence of intellectual knowledge of God's Word with an utter failure to appreciate its spiritual meaning and force. And I have seen men, officers in the church, carry a Bible so big under the arm that they leaned in that direction when they walked down the street. And I watched them for 21 years. They never growed one inch. They just didn't grow. That's all. May I say to you, no discernment whatsoever. Not even able to really discern what it means to be saved today. Verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law.